Good morning. How's everyone today? Good. Y'all enjoy the snow? How many of you built a snowman? What kind of kids are you? Staying indoors watching cartoons, right?
I was riding a snowmobile.
Okay, the snowmobile, that covers it. So
I built a snowman out of marshmallows at school.
You built a snowman out of marshmallows at school, and then you ate the marshmallows?
No.
Not yet, okay. Okay. Well, today in our gospel lesson, we hear a very valuable lesson. We hear about baptism. And we also hear in our epistle lesson the importance of baptism. And we also hear in the Old Testament lesson that we actually belong to God. Now, people will try to tell you in this world that your body belongs to you. But before we get there, let's talk about this. I have my diary here. This is my pastor's diary. And this is where I write down everything that happens in the parish. Whenever I make a visit to someone, I write down what that visit was like. Or when something happens in the congregation, I write that down. I keep track of baptisms in this book. And sadly, I keep track of funerals in this book. And weddings. And even confirmations. Which, there's a confirmation coming up pretty soon. And I'll write Talon's name in here. His name will be in my book forever. So with that, this book is my book. How do you know that it's my book, that it's my diary? Well, you know what? I wrote my name on it. Look, right here. See? My name is on my book. I've written my name on my book, and whenever anyone finds this, all they have to do is open to the very first page, and they'll see who this book belongs to. And hopefully they will call me, because if I'm ever without this diary, I am lost. I need this book. Guess what? All of you need baptism. Because at baptism, what happens here? What happens here at the font? You know? Oh, Evan? Your sin is washed away. That's true. But something else very valuably happens. Owen? You become a Christian. That's right. And there's a name that is erased from your heart. And a name that is written on your heart. And that name is?
Old Adam.
No, old Adam is washed away. But new Adam is written on your heart. But there's a special name that's written on your heart. His name is Yeshua. You belong to Jesus. That's what Scripture tells us. When you are baptized, it doesn't matter whether you're 90 or 9 weeks old. When you're baptized, Old Adam is washed away. Our sin, our guilty conscience is washed away. And we are put to death in Jesus. Your moms and dads and grandpa and grandmas and everyone else will hear that in the sermon. We're actually put to death right here. And then Jesus raises you from the dead. And he writes his name on your heart. And therefore, since Jesus' name is written on your heart, who do you belong to? You belong to Jesus. The world tries to tell you that your body belongs to you. It's not true. As a Christian, right here, you became your Lord's. You belong to Jesus. And therefore, we will want to please him and do everything for him that he asks us to do, like proclaiming the gospel, like coming to church, like receiving his body and blood, like hearing his word. That's what a Christian does, because we know that we have a special name written on our hearts. My name is not so special. It just identifies who I am. But Jesus' name is very special because he is the Lord of life and he is the one who has given you life. And no one's allowed to take your life unless it's Jesus himself. And when he takes your life, he really doesn't take life. He takes your life, still living, to heaven. So that's why, my dear little friends, my dear brothers and sisters, you are my brothers and sisters because Jesus' name is written on my heart. I am his, and Jesus' name is written on your hearts, and you are his. We are brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, baptized brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And this is why the font is here, to remind us of the great miracle that happens right here. With that, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for writing your name upon our hearts and upon our lives. For, Lord, that's what it means to be a Christian. Christ in, We are yours. We are yours today and forever. And, O Lord, help us to always remember the importance of our baptism, that here at this font, you came to us. You came to us, and you worked a great miracle in putting us to death and then raising us again to new life and writing your name upon us. Lord Jesus, we are your children, and we rejoice. And all the children said,